Oh, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus has already revealed to his disciples that he would soon suffer and die. And naturally, this news upset them. The thought of Jesus suffering and dying, the thought of the sacrifices of the last 3 years would come to nothing. The reality that things weren't turning out as they had expected upset them. The disciples did not understand why the Son of Man had to suffer and die. So in last week's gospel, and in today's gospel, Jesus prepares them for his departure and for his death. What did Jesus say last week? Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and I will prepare a place for you, and I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you too may be. Jesus knew that they needed then, and each of us knows, and each of us today needs this encouragement, this assurance that he hasn't abandoned us, that he didn't die on that cross, that he rose, and that he's with us today. And it really was better that we let him go. And in our gospel reading today, we heard Jesus say to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." If you love me. This is a strong challenge to their claim and to each of ours that we love him. Jesus is telling us that the only real evidence of our love for him is how well we keep his commandments. Our love for him is not demonstrated merely by our profession of faith in him, but our obedience demonstrated each and every time we choose to do what is right. Every time we follow his commandments. But that's not easy to do. It's not always easy to do what is right. And things aren't always black and white. Sometimes they're gray, and it's not always easy to know what is the right thing to do. But my brothers and sisters, in that statement today, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," is also the answer to that problem. It is not just a strong challenge to our claim that we love him. In that statement, there is a revelation. You see, the only way we can keep his commandments, the only way we know what is the right thing to do when things are a little gray, is when we have a loving, personal relationship with Jesus. Then his commandments are not hard to keep. His yoke is easy, his burden light. Then doing what is right is easy to do, and knowing what is the right thing to do becomes all the more obvious. But there's more here today than just that. When it comes to doing the right thing, we are weak and we are afraid. Jesus knew that, but he said that he would not leave us orphans, and he didn't. On our behalf, he asked the Father to send another advocate to be with us always until the end of time. You see, our Father's love for us is so great that he sent his first advocate, who was Jesus, to take on flesh, to reveal the Father to us, to reveal the Father's love for us, to take on our sins, to pay a price that we couldn't pay, so that all of us who turn from our evil ways, all of us who confess our sins and amend our lives, those of us that repent may enjoy eternal life in heaven and one day see God face to face. Peter knew this. He testifies to this in our second reading today. What did he say? "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Be ready to give explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason of your hope. For Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, so that he might lead us to God and put to death in the flesh He was brought to life in the Spirit. And that Spirit lives in each and every one of us. Following Jesus, doing what is right, is not easy to do. And know, my brothers and sisters, that as we grow closer to Jesus, as we turn our hearts to Him, we will face persecutions. But Peter tells us, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. If we choose to do what is right in the eyes of God, then in the eyes of men, in the eyes of this world, we will suffer humiliation and persecutions. But know this, that suffering will be temporary, and our reward in heaven will not only be great, but it will be eternal. That is why Peter says that it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. When we are weak and afraid and choose to do evil, we choose to love something other than God, and we run the risk of eternal damnation. It's not easy trying to amend our lives. It's not easy always doing what is right. We live in a fallen world. We're surrounded by distractions and temptations. But living holy lives is not impossible. The good news is that Jesus did not leave us orphans. The good news is that the Father did send us another advocate, the Holy Spirit, who is always with us, who came to us in our baptisms. When original sin was washed away and we became new creations, temples of the Holy Spirit, children of God, and living members of the church, the three gifts we received at baptism were what? Faith, hope, and charity. The gift of faith allows us to see the invisible in this visible world. The gift of hope gives us the ability to trust in God, who is our Father. The gift of charity provides us with the grace we need to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And through the sacrament of confirmation, the baptismal grace we receive comes to what? Completion in us. We are bound more perfectly to the church and receive more gifts to help us fulfill those baptismal promises, to reject Satan and all his works and his empty promises, and to profess our faith in Christ Jesus and to keep his commandments. What are the seven gifts we receive at our confirmation? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. You've received those gifts, have you used them? Wisdom detaches us from the things of this world and causes us to desire things in heaven. Understanding helps us to penetrate the truths of our faith. Counsel enables us to see and choose correctly those actions that will help us give glory to God. Fortitude gives us the strength to overcome all obstacles and difficulties in our lives. Knowledge shows us the path to follow and alerts us to the dangers that we must avoid. Piety enlightens us with a tender and filial confidence in God and allows us to joyfully embrace all that pertains to our discipleship with Christ. And the gift of fear of the Lord fills us with a deep respect for God and makes us dread anything in our lives that might offend Him. Each of us has received these graces and gifts, but their effectiveness in our lives are diminished when we sin. When we become too attached to things of this world. How well we are doing as disciples of Christ, how well we are living our faith, is revealed in the fruits of the Holy Spirit made manifest in our lives when we follow Jesus. What are those fruits of the Holy Spirit? And how well do they shine forward in our lives? Well, they are charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. As we list these fruits of the Holy Spirit, we can see just how beautiful that our lives could be today if we but turn to Jesus and follow Him. For where He is, we know the way. My brothers and sisters, if there is anything preventing you from having that intimate personal relationship with Jesus, it must be eliminated from your life so that you can live a new life in the Spirit that Jesus won for us. Whoever, Jesus said in our gospel today, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Now in closing, as I prepared this homily, I ran across an old song. I'm not going to sing it, I wouldn't do that to you. But the words really touched me, and I wanted to share them with you in closing. The name of the song is, I Serve a Risen Savior. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time that I need Him, He is always there. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives in my heart. Praise be, Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.